Slight bounce in the grain markets to start the week on Monday. You're listening to the American Ag Network. Of Jesse Allen with this market update. Joining us now for market analysis, Jeff Peterson with Heartland Farm Partners. Jeff, let's take a look at the grains here today, and let's talk weather. I know some key rains in parts of the Central Plains, Nebraska, and getting that into Iowa here today. You look at these grain markets, maybe a small technical bounce to start the week here on Monday. What's your take on this overall grain action and some of those key rains that we have gotten here over the last 24 hours or so?
You know, it's been great to see the market actually responding. When I looked at the radar this morning and overnight, I was actually kind of concerned that maybe we'd have a softer open out there just because of everything that was going on rainfall-wise. But it's really, we've actually gained strength during the trade here. Going back on one thing that you ended up saying, I do think we ended up having some strength here that came about because of the technical side. We got back down there, tried some lows, couldn't break down through them for where we had traded on Friday, reversed, and the market did physically trade back up higher. So that's been good to see. What's been very interesting to watch, though, is that we're getting actually the strength in the new crop more so than we've had in the old crop. Some of that could be a little bit of spread action. But what's interesting this time of year, if you look at where these grains are falling, we're in an area in there where we also have got some parts of the country that need a little bit of dry time to be able to get the rest of this corn crop in. I know we'll touch on that a little bit more. But so it's been good to see this move. Now, if you look at what the rainfall has done, very beneficial rains fell across many parts of Nebraska. But the thing is, though, Jesse, we needed some really good rain. Last week in the weekly crop progress report, we were sitting there at 78% short to very short on the subsoil moisture, 76% short to very short on the topsoil side. Now, these rains will help, but keep in mind, even those areas where we got about an inch and a half of rain, we probably only soaked down about 7 or 8 inches. So we're still going to have continually good rains going forward, very timely rains to have a good crop going forward.
Well, and thinking about the crop progress report that'll be out here this afternoon, and you kind of alluded to this, there's some spots, I think, about the southern and the eastern Midwest. I've heard some reports, some areas of Illinois, you get into Indiana, where they are woefully behind. It should be interesting to see what the latest crop progress numbers have to say in terms of where we're at percentage-wise for planting.
Well, I think so. Those numbers are going to be interesting. When you look at the averages, we just look fine. And where it gets interesting is you dig down in there. Now, what it looks like is we'll probably end up being somewhere around 80, 82% planted on corn this afternoon, probably 72% planted on the bean side. But as you take a state like Illinois, for instance, you've got pockets in there that, you know, they've struggled along the way. And I think that's got the market's attention. Anytime we get to this point in time when we're over three quarters of the way planted, you know, the market starts thinking about, yeah, but what about those acres that aren't planted? And you're going to very quickly hear people look at a couple different things. They're going to start crunching some numbers and looking at, okay, so do we got 15, 16, you know, 17 million acres to go? When do we think we're going to get those in? When will we, you know, start thinking about some of those going prevent plant? But the other side of that whole conversation will also be a focus on what does that end up meaning for yields? And when you look at a 181 yield, a 52.5 there on the bean side, you'll start having a few of the market, the analysts start saying, now, wait a minute, is that possible based on the timing of when this crop is getting planted in some of these parts of the country?
Staying on the weather front, how about Argentina? Seeing some reports over the weekend, some pretty hefty rainfall totals. Wonder if that could have any impact on remaining harvest or grain in storage, Jeff?
Well, I think it's definitely something we have to watch because depending on the area and just to kind of put it in perspective, you're probably picking up 3 to 4 times the normal amount of rainfall that they would have, you know, for the whole month of May. And, you know, we know that the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange in their last estimate, you know, they talked about a soybean crop of 50 million metric tons and a corn crop of 49 million. Based on the stage of where they're at in the harvest side and the amount of rains they have and what we've seen happen in past years, I think we'll have to see those numbers maybe come down just a little bit. There will be some harvest losses. As you had mentioned, there could be some issues with the storage side also. So that's a story that we'll have to continue to watch. Is that in of itself a game changer? No, it's not. But it's just one of those items that can be beneficial if you get the right other factors coming together.
Let's talk about the demand picture as well. I know we had export inspections Monday morning. We also had a flash sale of, I believe, meal into the Philippines. You throw in there just all the talk surrounding trade and more. What's your view on just this overall demand picture on the grain side?
You know, the demand actually holds in there very well. If you look at it, our export sales across our corn and soybeans have been very strong and ahead of pace. And if you take a look at the weekly export inspections, those are very strong also. This morning, you know, on corn, 1.719 million metric tons. The top end of the range was 1.75. And year over year, if you look at it, when we compare, you know, from crop year to date since September 1st till now, we're up 29%. And when you kind of do just a basic pace analysis on that, that would actually say we're ahead of pace to the tune of about 153 million bushels from the export side, which what that does is that opens up the door in futures reports to potentially see our ending stocks on old crop tighten up a little bit more. Over on the soybean side, 218,000 metric tons. Now, that was below the bottom end of the range. The bottom end of the range was at 300,000. Now, the positive part about that, though, is that still was a three-year high for this time of year. So we got to kind of put that in context. Year-to-date, we're still up about 11%. And if we do a simple pace analysis, just like we did on the corn, that would still suggest that we're ahead of pace to the tune of about 78 million bushels on the beans. It is possible. I don't think it's real likely, but it is possible that down the road in future WASDE reports, we could see them inch up that export sales number a little bit more on soybeans.
Jeff, any other final thoughts or anything else you'd mentioned as you're paying attention to this grain market trade here to start the week?
Yeah, I think a few things we want to keep an eye on. I think we are getting some support from the wheat side. I think there's a few things going on in that. If you look up into the Dakotas, even though they've had some nice rains, there is some concerns on temperatures and what we could see coming through up there. I don't think it's going to cause the crops a lot of harm, but I think that's given us a little bit of help. I think a little bit of a developing story that's happening on wheat in the southern plains gets to be, you know, we've had this moisture come in, you know, what impact could some of the disease we have in those areas, and some of what that, you know, heavy rainfall we've seen happen across, you know, Oklahoma, what impact could that be on maybe some reduced acres on wheat, maybe some quality issues. So that's a few things that we're watching right now.
All right. Jeff, if folks want to reach out to you for a conversation there at Heartland Farm Partners, what's the best way?
Yeah, give me a call at 402-366-4694. Check us out on the web at heartlandfarmpartners.com where you can get some free daily commentary, or follow me on X, formerly Twitter, at JeffPeterson01.
We appreciate the time, of course. Always remember that risk of trading futures and options can be substantial. Jeff Peterson, Heartland Farm Partners. Jeff, thanks for joining us on the Market Wrap-Up, and we'll look forward to talking again real soon.
You bet. Looking forward to it.
And that is our Market Wrap-Up for Monday, May 19th on the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen.